Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best if they're poor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house tonight. Dr. of Zero-ology.
You got me.
You see what I did there? They see what I did there. Bad. Dr. Scott, what's going on, baby?
Oh, man. Living the dream.
All day, every
enjoying
day.
My time with you gentlemen.
Well, that's a lie, but that's all right. The right fielder over here. Vanna White, the bearded Vanna White.
Yeah.
Scott has dubbed him.
He's hideous.
I'm not enjoying the hideous these nicknames. Monsters. These are not fun for me.
Ugly one.
That's Nick over
Frankenstein
here.
Frankenstein made you.
A jerk store call.
They keep coming.
I'm not enjoying this.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, Nick. We like to see you all
Bunch
the time.
Bunch of jerks, all of you.
Goodness. All right. Well, Kelly over there, he has not met a trail that he's not willing to tackle, even if he has never had an opportunity to train or plan for it in any way.
And I'll probably get injured along the way.
Most likely. He can't even ride a bike.
He can ride it. He just can't pop a wheelie.
Yeah, true.
That's Moose, Big B. We're trying to make that happen. I don't know if that's sticking
no,
or
that's
not.
No, that's not a we. It's you stuck are
for a while.
Okay. Nobody else
I had it for a while, the moose.
Yeah. Yeah. I call him moose occasionally.
Yeah,
I don't mind it.
Okay.
Well, Ben had several for me.
So, really?
Oh, yeah.
Give me some more.
Well, we had Moose was a big one. Big B was the original.
Yeah.
Bone Crusher.
Bone
that was born
crusher.
In Chicago.
Yeah, you got a lot of
outside of a bar, this guy's like, what's up, Bone Crusher?
That's right. Okay. That's
you told
yeah.
the story.
And then the worst one, Ben referred to me as a big old pile of man beef. So it turned into man beef.
Man beef. I've heard that one.
Yeah. You've heard that
the
one.
Board. Yeah. We are
so
absolutely
you call me a lot of things. Yeah.
I am your host, Andy. You don't get to make fun of me because I'm the host, and that's how it works. So,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We've got a very cool episode. It is an all play.
Woo-hoo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is our favorite kind. We all get to compete against one another. We have Scott's wonderful, beautiful bride to thank for this one. And she has given us some specific set of instructions. She did not clue us in on the topic. It is the United States, which I know Kelly is annoyed by.
The U.S. states.
U.S. states. Nicknames.
Easier way to say it, right?
State nicknames.
State there you go. State okay. nicknames.
U.S. Okay. nicknames.
U.S. state.
See how easy that was?
United states, nicknames.
Nicknames.
Terrible.
Today.
That's right. All right. Before we get to that, like we always do, we've got a question that came in from Callan. This is a fun one, too.
Irish?
I like your name, Callan, yeah. Wherever you are.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
Well,
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
I don't think I have either. That's why I like it.
Like Colin, I've heard, but Callan?
Callan. I like that.
Yeah. How's it spelled?
C-A-L-L-E-N.
Yeah, I've never.
A-N, I think.
A-N, that's what I said. Yeah. Booby trap.
Yeah, I don't know that name. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, anyway, Callan has sent in a question for us. He says, we are preparing a jewelry heist. And we have to assemble a team. Now, I assume we're talking amongst the five of us.
Yeah.
Who's playing what role?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we need to brainstorm five roles. One, the safecracker. Two, the distraction. We've got the getaway driver. We got the muscle. And then we got the inside man.
Well, the first thing that pops in my head... Nick can't be the safecracker. He can't hear. So
that's
he can't
true.
Hear the little things. You know what I'm saying? He can't hear. I'm just saying, right?
No, so you're right. You I was going to say he's either the safecracker or the driver.
No, he can't.
So
he
I know.
Hear the
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He has to be the driver because he gets car sick otherwise.
That's also true. Yes.
So you're the driver.
I don't ride along with anybody.
Because I was going to say either
Nick's
you're the driver or I'm the driver.
Yeah. I think Nick's the driver.
I'm the driver. No, I feel like Scott's the safe cracker. He's meticulous. He's calm.
Scott or Andy, inside man. I don't know which one.
I feel like Andy's inside man.
He's
kind of a chameleon. He can fit in anywhere.
I will lean into heaven.
I mean, whether it's a biker bar, a gay bar, he just fits in anywhere we go.
I can.
He's a chameleon.
I love those two options.
I love chameleon. It's a great option. Yeah.
It's only two options. We're not heisting a bar.
Soccer bar.
You look like you work at a jewelry store is what we're saying. Like a big gold watch.
Oh, I like that idea, actually.
Yeah. Then I see Big B as the muscle.
Yeah.
Kelly as a distraction because whatever we give him to do, he's going to do something. He's going to fall down. People are going to rush to his aid.
That's true.
You know, try to help him out.
He's going to trip on the way in the bank.
I thought Brian was a distraction when my initial thought. Like, okay. He's over there. He's in the bank. He's hammered. Like, hey,
I can see that.
Whoopity-doo. Look at me.
That. But I mean, with nicknames like Moose and Man Beef and the Muscle Crusher,
those are my two options for him.
Not because he's the strongest.
Here's the problem.
He has the look.
I don't know. He did dunk me in another man with his
man beef.
With his man beef.
Here's the problem with Brian being the muscle.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Too nice.
He's too nice.
That's well, what does
I feel in that situation? I feel in that situation I can turn it on.
When here's your answer.
His propensity
when someone tries to get in the bank, tries to get like bold or whatever, I smack them.
That's exactly right. You gotta set the standard that you are not gonna mess with this crew.
Sure. Yeah.
So if somebody tries to become Superman, Brian, the muscle has got to shut
them
down.
I'm protective of this crew.
That's
I got you.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
Please get down. Please.
I was once professional driver, I'll have you.
Please, sir, don't point that gun at me.
I got paid to drive.
A delivery driver does not count
as a driver. I got paid to drive my car.
You got paid to deliver pizzas. I love the way you put that, though.
Thank you. I use that at home regularly.
I'd like to know how you have that on your resume and you got a job at this jewelry store. I want to know how that happened. Now, I feel like if I'm the safecracker, that feels like the most dangerous job because I am as far as you can go into the building.
True. And quite literally red-handed then, you know, well, not literally, but you're red-handed actually making the
Yeah. I mean, Nick could just drive away whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
He cares very little about this operation.
Once you get the safe, then you're expendable, Scott. We're not worried about you. But you are meticulous. You're tidy. You're going to wipe it down. Make sure there's no fingerprints.
Gloves.
Yeah. Throw the tapes in the microwave. I saw the town.
Yeah.
Andy will fall in love with all of his coworkers and be like, guys, I don't want to do this. I really like these people.
I'm saying. I can't be muscle. You know, I might be the strongest out of all of us. I can't be the muscle.
But you'll get emotionally attached to the employees.
I would totally
want to rob the place.
Yep, you're the inside guy for sure.
100% right. I am the inside guy. I got to be kind of oblivious to the whole thing. Kelly's going to trip, cause the distraction.
For sure.
Scott's going to scurry to the safe with his stethoscope. Dr. Scott with his stethoscope over there.
I want to feel like I'm hitting on the teller. Instead, I can see that.
That's my role, dude. You're gonna come hit on me. Yeah, that's my inside track is being a teller.
You guys are gonna attack him. Sarah out of this. You guys are gonna attack him over there talking to a sales associate. You have a 22-inch.
That's right. And Nick has abandoned us already.
Oh, for sure. You guys are taking too long. I'm not waiting for that. No.
You think we could figure out how to rob a bank and get away with it?
No.
Yep. I'm not planning on it.
Yep.
I already got it in my mind.
Wait, we could.
You think so?
I think we could.
Yeah, sure. Scott
feels like evidence right here that we're talking about.
No, we're not going to do it.
Wink, wink. Yeah, right. We're not going to do it.
Already.
All right. Well, thank you, Callan, for submitting that. That was tons of fun.
Podcast is just a cover for all the money that's rolling in.
That is a great question. Yep. I like that question. That's fun.
That was fun. Yeah. We like to debate those hypotheticals, and anytime we get to answer for each other, that makes it even better. Send us questions, guys. We have an email address, theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. Send us some questions. Send us some messages. Let us know how you've done on these trivias. We'd love to hear from you guys. Or, of course, send us a trivia if you decide to write one. We can get that to our curation team to put it into an all play for us. That pretty much amounts to Cindy at this point. But yeah, thanks, Cindy. And Callan, we have a t-shirt for you. So we will get a t-shirt code out to you and you can visit the merch store to see what you like best. United States nicknames. I'm going to keep pressing that for Kelly's
name. U.S. nicknames.
Yes.
Our intro.
It's not rocket surgery.
Each of the 50 American states have a nickname.
There's 50?
50.
Hey, we're up and running now.
Guess who that was.
But there's only 30 nicknames. Isn't that really weird?
Well, most have more than one, actually, and several have so many that you need two hands to count them all. Some states have made a nickname official by passing legislation. Some nicknames are rooted in the state's natural resources, while others lean into its history. All nicknames reflect the state's culture and character and is a source of pride for many of its residents. Does anybody feel better or worse after all that mess?
Yeah, about the same.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot I know, but there's a lot I don't know. As far as nicknames.
Well, let me.
I was running through my head. When I was.
Like this every episode for us.
Yeah. I feel like I'm hoping we just have to write down a state. Because if you have to go the other way, that's a lot harder.
Name the
name the motto.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
That could nickname. Be real tough.
Yeah, it would be tougher.
Oh, we're
no, I'm just saying, which would be yet. Easier.
It has to be the nickname.
I was thinking you got to name the nickname, is what I was thinking.
Oh, that could be real hard.
That's what I was, in my head, that's how I was thinking.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
We'll get there.
We'll find out.
A few things worth noting. Cindy says, I have looked at half a dozen state nickname lists and visited state.gov websites. No list was exactly the same, and each website offered slightly different explanation of the nickname's origin and history. The purpose of this trivia is to celebrate the uniqueness of each state. I wish I could have included more. So,
okay.
I picked out the ones I'm assuming were the most black and white and with the least amount of deviation. Mm-hmm.
Maybe one night we have a trivia like this and we do all 50 of them.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
I have actually considered doing like a 20-question trivia, yeah. Just making them kind of more rapid fire.
Yeah.
That way. Okay. So we'll see. And then there are bonus point opportunities. In fact, this is out of a possible 12 points.
Oh. Okay.
Now, we'll have to judge based on the question on whether it is technically a bonus point or it is a two-part question, because that will depend on that will determine the perfect game music.
Yeah, because in that scenario, you have to get one right to get the second one,
we'll have to decide
one or 2 points. Or
right. Oh, boy.
Let's find out.
I like the mystery.
I'm not
all.
Worried about perfect game music for myself, for the record, but you never know. Let's hit it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on the United States nicknames. Here's how it works. It's an all-play episode. We each have two envelopes containing questions, the flavor text, and, of course, the answers. We'll take turns reading our questions. All five of us will write our answers on our whiteboards. When the host of that question says reveal, that's what we'll do. And if we get it right, we earn a point. If we don't, well, that's when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Nicholas, do you have the scoreboard?
I do.
And who's got question one?
I do.
Ooh, okay, let's have it.
Well, she kept it pretty simple. Question number one, the Magnolia State.
Mm. I'm already struggling.
Right?
Yeah. All right, I have a couple of ideas.
Magnolia.
Yeah.
So much for a layup right out of the gate.
Yeah, man, no kidding.
Not mad about it, but...
All right, I don't know this. I don't know either.
Magnolia State.
I'm in the right part of the country, at least.
You think so?
I think so. Kelly?
Man, that's tough. Mm.
I mean, I'm thinking of a definite part of the country, so there's a few states to pick from, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
Magnolia State.
I chose one out of three that I have in mind.
Sure. Mm.
That's tough.
Yep. Me too.
Yep.
I wrote one down, erased it, put another one, so if it's the first one, I should still get...
My first instinct that I was going to write down is well known to be a different state. It has a different nickname, so I couldn't go there.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Forget it. Whatever.
There's 50 of them. Write one down.
It's 51.
All right. So we are going with the Magnolia State. Let's show what we got. Andy with South Carolina. So does Brian. New Hampshire from Kelly. Alabama from Scott. I did Texas.
Okay.
Based on...
Waco, girl.
It is not Texas.
Yeah, I don't think it is either, but I...
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. All right. The answer is...
Mississippi.
Oh, you're in the right part of the country.
Nobody gets it. I mean, it really, down Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama.
That's what I was thinking of, is that
I really was right there.
Why?
Yeah.
Steel, because that's where movie? Magnolias grow.
Oh, I was thinking of the movie Steel Magnolias.
No, magnolias are southern trees, just generally, you know.
I thought it was a flower.
It is also a flowering. It's a flowering tree.
Okay. Oh.
How about that? That's
some here we go.
Trivia. Oh,
What do you need to know?
Yeah, my crickle.
Steel Magnolia? What did you say?
The movie Steel Magnolias is in the South.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so in
that's
the South.
Why I was like,
I'm assuming it's based in Mississippi.
Yeah.
I would have watched that, but I'm a man. What do we got?
That is a pretty
Andy would like it because he probably cries through the whole movie.
I would.
The tearjerker.
For sure.
Tearjerker.
Definitely is.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, in 1900, Mississippi school children voted the stunning magnolia as the state's favorite flower. In 1935, when it came time to choose the state tree, again, school children voted and the magnolia tree won by a landslide.
Oh, there you go.
The magnolia has become part of the state's identity, showing up on its flag and license plates.
Oh. I think Andy could have gave us a trivia, the flavor
there
text.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's halfway a tree there. And a flower.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Boom.
Magnolia State is Mississippi.
Anybody get it right?
Nope.
No. One state.
Nobody got it.
We all go over. That'd be wild.
Oh, that could be terrible. Never happened.
That'd be pretty funny, though.
Yeah,
if it all came down to the bonus question with no right answers.
Yeah.
Zeros.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Who's got question two?
I have question number two. So, very plain and concise. The Grand Canyon State.
Ooh, there we go.
There we go.
Back in the saddle.
That's right.
I have never been there. I want to go.
Went when I was a baby, I believe. Maybe, yeah.
That sounds right, from based on a story that Scotty's told on a previous episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grandpa
yeah.
Show. So
everybody has an answer?
Yep.
Very young.
Sure.
The Grand Canyon State.
Oh, wow.
And I suck.
Wow.
Everyone has Arizona. No, Nick had Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doing well,
somehow,
man.
You've won a lot more trivia than me, but I feel like I'm a little smarter than you.
Oh, you definitely are. I don't
know what to say here, Nick.
The answer is Arizona.
Yeah, of course it is.
Of course.
Arizona rightfully should boast about this nickname, considering that most of the Grand Canyon, one of the seven natural wonders of the world, lies within its borders. Arizona officially adopted the Grand Canyon State as its nickname in 2011.
Oh,
I thought it would be a lot longer
than that. Yeah, that's surprising.
Yep, it's something to see, man.
So I got question number.
Wow, John Denyer's full of crap.
No, I described this already once on an episode, but it's one of the few experiences that I've ever had where you're looking at it and like your brain just doesn't want to accept what you're seeing. It's just kind of that
surreal,
unbelievable. Yeah,
yeah,
it's really.
Or you drive for miles and miles, and it's. I mean, obviously, it's the same thing, but you're like. Usually you would think the angle would change.
Right.
It's just still a giant hole in the earth.
That's true.
So I believe I was there as a baby, so I don't remember that. But I know I've seen it several times from an airplane.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You know,
I have a lot of airplane pictures.
Same. I get it, not the same. Change. But yeah.
No, sure.
So technically I have been there.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right above it.
All right. Question number three. I love how short these are.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bay State.
Oh.
The Bay State.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Are you contemplating over there, Andy?
I am.
You got this for sure?
I'm not 100%, but I think I have it.
I think that's tough, actually, because the first thing that pops in my mind, I know it's not right.
Yeah.
That happened to me, too, B.
Yeah, that's not... Mm.
If the first thing that popped into your minds was the same state.
No, you're right.
It's definitely wrong because I know their motto.
Went through the same process.
I know their motto. It's not the Bay State.
I feel okay.
Do you?
Really? I don't feel great, but I feel okay.
But wait, didn't she say early on that there could be multiple? Right?
Well,
okay. Yeah.
Not multiple states.
No, but one state had multiple. Some states had multiple nicknames.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that changes my answer, yeah. Okay. Everybody got something?
Sure.
Hey, you want to show first?
Yeah, don't read the answer yet.
I'm sorry.
So the Bay State?
The Bay State. What? What does that say?
Delaware.
Delaware, California, Florida, and Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Delaware. Or Maryland was the other one I was thinking about.
California was the other one.
California is the first
one. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What?
The correct answer is Massachusetts.
Oh,
what?
The winding coast of Massachusetts and its five bays give rise to the nickname the Bay State. Massachusetts Bay Colony was the original name when the colonists were developing the area in 1629. Bay Colony was eventually dropped in the late 1700s. Not even on my radar.
I was trying to think of something on the East Coast that
I know California, just in case it comes up later, I won't say it. I know they have another main nickname. Oh, but yeah. I was like, but I mean, you think of San Francisco, right? The Bay. So it's like, that's why I was thinking California. Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough.
Previous episode, we talked about Rhode Island being something in that arena. I can't remember the exact details, but
I don't want to say it in case it's a future question.
I don't blame
you. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Who has question number four?
Oh, I do. Look at there. Let's have some fun here.
Do it.
Even prepared.
Too late.
That's the freaking weekend, baby.
All right. Number four, the volunteer state.
Oh, come on now.
Seems to be a confident answer coming. Nick Kelly Dunn.
I abbreviated.
I didn't want to spell that.
I didn't want to.
Spelling counts. Trust me, I would not set that rule up.
It should.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Hey.
The sound of B checking out. Okay.
Into the mic.
Volunteer for the beer.
Brian definitely has this right.
All right. We're going to reveal. We got Tennessee all the way around.
Tennessee.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for the University of Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
There it is.
Well, I guess I should wait for
the answer is Tennessee.
So no offer for Nick.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Thank goodness.
Everybody's on the board.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Andy, tell us about Tennessee.
So we have,
that's where the Queeners hail from.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's where the Queeners are from.
I thought Kentucky was your home.
That's mom's side.
Maternal side, yeah.
Queeners is, Tennessee.
Really? Because you don't volunteer for anything.
Especially Scott, if anybody has to move.
Yeah.
I went into social work. I volunteered my whole career. It was a terrible idea. Man. Go ahead.
One out of two ain't bad.
I volunteered to be on this podcast. What is the regret state is what I want to know. The state of regret.
Tennessee's nickname, the Volunteer State, is a tribute to its volunteer soldiers during the War of 1812 due to the military spirit and key roles played by the Tennessee militia. That reputation was solidified in the Mexican-American War in 1848, when President Polk issued a call for 2,600 volunteers and 30,000 Tennesseans answered.
There you go.
That's pretty slick.
There you go.
Well
American
known.
Spirit right there.
Yep.
Good smokes.
Big fan of Tennessee.
Just in general?
Been there a couple few times.
A lot of
diversity. At least Nashville. I've been to Nashville a couple few times. It's fun.
Nice
if you're ever in La Follette.
What's that?
Take a look, if you're ever in La Follette, Tennessee, about an hour north of Knoxville. Take a little road trip out to Queener Point, the mountains.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's where they were conceived, I believe.
Actually, at a family reunion years ago, we stayed in a hotel, and we just got out the phone book when that was still a thing.
Yeah.
Pages of people with our last name.
Really?
Which was wild because it's such a weird, it's a unique name.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see just hundreds of them in the phone book was crazy.
Wow. I just love the phone book reference.
Yeah. Back in the 1900s.
Samsonite.
I went to a local bar, I'm a queener.
Yeah.
Says it all.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I have question number five.
All right.
Wait, nobody asked.
Okay, I will whisper it to the other guys. Good luck, Kelly. We have the Keystone State.
Okay.
The Keystone State.
Oh, I'm torn between two.
Boy, I'm really struggling with this one.
Easy, Natalie and Bruglio.
Excellent.
Took me a minute, but I got it.
Torn between two. Big time. I don't like this.
I've never heard of most of these.
States, we have 50.
Like these nicknames.
I have a reason for my answer. I'm not sure if the location is correct.
I'm really torn between two. I hope one of them is right, at least.
I'm correct, I'll tell you why I know it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know it. I've heard it.
Yeah.
And I, but there's two states that I'm torn. Dang.
Okay, Nick's finalizing what he thinks is the Keystone State. I don't think it is.
I have no idea.
Okay, I think everyone has an answer. So let's reveal. I'll start with Kelly with Pennsylvania, Brian, Pennsylvania, Andy, Colorado, mm-hmm. North Dakota from Nick.
Sure.
I also wrote Colorado. And let's go into
I was torn between Colorado and Pennsylvania.
Kelly's Pennsylvania. That crossed my mind.
Correct answer is Pennsylvania.
Nicely done, you two.
Because of the Keystone Mountains and Ben's buddies from when he lived in Pennsylvania, they talked about going to see the Keystones.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
there
you go. Nice work. You guys cheated. You knew stuff.
I didn't remember that. I was really torn between that and Colorado, but I was pretty sure it was Pennsylvania.
Why Colorado?
There's a ski resort. Oh. That's the only thing that I had in my head.
And maybe I'm wrong. Is there a town, Keystone, Colorado? Or is it? I don't know. I thought there was something there named Keystone. That's why I was like torn, but I was pretty sure it was Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? I summered at Keystone.
Did you now?
Ski resort.
Yeah. It's true. Rich, this guy summered.
Did you deliver pizzas or something?
Hey, Thurston.
You don't see the irony in that? And it's a true story, but I summered at a ski resort.
I'm sure you're very valuable.
Altitude. Sounds fantastic, Patrick.
Wow. I just read this. Let me tell you, the ego on this state.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Pretty big.
Pretty important early on.
So this says, Pennsylvania's nickname celebrates the essential role it played in the founding of the United States, where both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were signed. Geographically, centrally located among the 13 original states, just like a keystone, the central wedge-shaped stone in an arch which holds all the other stones in place.
Oh, man. Mm.
Gone to their head.
It definitely has gone to their head.
Mm. Right, nothing to do with the Keystone Mountains.
Apparently not.
Well, you know what though? It's a beautiful state. Like we went out there for our buddy's wedding. Like driving from Philly to it was like 2 hours west of Philly. It's very pretty. It's pretty state.
I don't remember that.
I know.
We had witnesses.
Been to Gettysburg and Hershey, actually in the same trip.
Nice.
I've been to Gettysburg.
Yep.
Pretty slick. Cool joint. Is that question five?
That was five.
That is five.
All right. Here we go with the scores from worst to first. I only have one, but thank God I at least got one.
Good job, Nick.
Yeah. Andy and Scott have two. Brian and Kelly have three.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Thunder and lightning.
Well done. All right.
Ooh, I like that.
Ready to move
Shake
on?
Shake and bake.
I'm going to make that happen, too.
We ready to move on?
Sure. Yeah, we're ready.
All right.
Sure.
I have question number six. All right. The Sunflower State.
I've heard a lot of moaning going on.
I've heard that, but I don't.
Sounds like an old guy's getting up and out of chairs.
Yeah, right? That's a good call.
Man.
The Sunflower State.
Sunflower State. This is in there somewhere, but...
Is it really?
It's like too deep or something. I don't know. I can't get it out.
Hmm. Well, this is way harder than maybe not harder than I thought it was gonna be. It's just very tough.
That's bugging me.
Ooh. Man. Does everybody have an answer?
Scott was quick. You confident on that?
Not 100%. No, confident.
Okay,
because
I'm just saying you got there pretty fast. That's
Man. All right.
Let's go with, Kelly, you got that?
I have an answer down. That's all I can say about that.
Okay,
And that's all I have to say about that.
And I've heard it, but I don't know it. You know what I mean?
I got no idea.
For me, it's regional, like the first question, and I'm trying to figure out which in the region to pick.
Wow. Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're looking for the Sunflower State. We have West Virginia, Kansas, Florida, and New Hampshire.
Kansas feels right.
Does it? Okay. Well, let's find out.
Have you been in there?
Is it? The Sunflower State is... Sorry, just have to get out. Kansas.
Yeah.
What is happening here? What is happening?
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning. Look out.
Where'd you come up? Okay, why Kansas?
I think I remember seeing it on a license plate. When my family, we used to travel and drive a lot. Me and my sister would play the license plate game. We'd write down any state we saw, do the capitals, and try to do the mottos. Mm-hmm. So...
Brian, are you just cheating or what?
No, Rory.
Do you have a good story? Like
Rory Jackson in the early 1800s.
There we go. Here we go.
No, it just honestly just. I just felt like that just was came I don't know. To him. Like I thought about Tiffany. The states. I'm like, I think it's Kansas. I don't know. Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Big sunflower guy over here.
Big time, mm-hmm. big time.
Everybody loves sunflower. The seeds.
Seeds, yeah, no doubt. I do love the seeds. Yeah.
Well, the native wild sunflower was named Kansas's official flower in 1903 and can be found in every county in the state.
Hmm. Well, that's, yeah. Wow.
A lot of sunflowers.
Every county, yeah.
Yeah. The state's climate and ecosystem is well suited for sunflowers, where thousands and thousands of acres of sunflowers bloom throughout the summer and into the fall.
If you would have told me 10 years ago, I'd be sitting at this table and Nick would be telling me about sunflowers. Yeah. I would have called you crazy.
For sure. I still think we're crazy.
Yet I've signed up for this every week.
Voluntarily.
Yep, voluntarily.
Oh, my
God. Fantastic.
Goodness.
That's funny.
All right. Who's got seven?
Question number seven coming from you.
Kelly Ray. Right.
From Lightning, from the power duo of Thunder and Lightning for this trivia episode.
I'm glad we all know who Thunder and Lightning are.
You don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah, we don't have to label.
Not all the listeners have seen video of us, so. That's
true. Good call. Right. Well, we do call one of them Moose. So.
Yeah, that's true.
The powers of deduction. Question number seven. The Evergreen State. The Evergreen State.
Oh, or something down now, I'm second guessing.
Oh, man. There's like seven of them that are running in my brain.
Exactly.
There's, I got three in my head right now. Dang it. I'm just going to go with the one I got.
Write them all down. See what happens.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
No idea.
I'm going to go with the one I got.
See which one sticks.
But no. I feel like there's several.
Really?
Does everyone have an answer down?
Yeah.
We do.
Sure.
We're trying to find out
it's
what
not,
state.
That's not correct.
What state is the Evergreen State? Andy with Oregon, Brian with Washington,
yeah.
Nick with Maryland, Scott with Washington, and I have Vermont.
So I was thinking Washington, Oregon, or Maine.
People go to Vermont specifically to see it not green.
What?
What? Right? When the leaves are changing?
The answer is Washington.
Oh, that was you, Brian?
You can tell I'm not an you can tell I'm not an Illinois native because I didn't say Washington. So, Washington State was given its nickname by C.T. Conover, a pioneer Seattle realtor and historian, for its abundant evergreen forest.
It's a heck of a guy.
Yeah, it's an old classic good, C.T.
Good dude.
Washington has it all. Be awestruck by its ocean coastline, its prairies, its lush forests, and my oh my, its mountains are just a few examples of Washington's stunning natural beauty. As it's my home state, I am perfectly happy to let you all continue to believe that it's always overcast and rainy.
Yeah.
Coming from Cindy.
That's funny.
Has to be evergreen for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughters and Scott's daughter were just there, and Reagan's like, yeah, I want to move there. She loved it.
Really?
Like, she loved it. Yep. She fell in love immediately. Oh, it's her. Yeah. Yeah.
Who has question number eight?
That would be me. Good. Thunder.
The power duo.
All right. Here we go. Old Dominion. Old Dominion. I think that's a tough one, actually. I think that's hard.
Had a bit of a loss here.
I want to give clues, but I can't. Yeah. I don't even know if I'm right, so I don't know if it'll help anyway.
Yeah.
I know your clue, and it's in my head, too.
Really?
Sure. I just don't know the detail that I need to know about it.
We'd be like, where it's at.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right.
One more time, Old Dominion.
No, we're not doing that.
Wow.
This is, yeah.
I'm terrible at this.
Throwing a dart. I don't know if this hasn't been used before.
let's just hope it's a state.
Yeah, I'm not in my
own answer bank.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's reveal. Yeah. We got Maine from Andy, Maine from Nick, Connecticut from Scotty, Virginia from Kelly, and I got Connecticut as well.
Mm. Virginia is feeling right.
Yeah. Connecticut was.
I'm
my
thinking
first
Old Dominion answer. University.
It.
Right, so was I. Yeah, but I don't know exactly.
I don't
it
either.
I don't know where it's at.
I don't either.
Come on, Maine.
The correct answer is. Virginia.
Yeah. Who had that?
K-Ray.
Just K-Ray?
All right.
So Virginia is called Old Dominion due to its being the first and therefore the oldest permanent English settlement overseas. King Charles II bestowed the name in recognition of the colony's loyalty to the crown during the English Civil War in the mid-1600s. Virginia is also known as the mother of presidents because it has the distinction of being the birthplace of four of the first five U.S. presidents. To date, there are a total of eight U.S. presidents that call Virginia home, which is more than any other state.
Yeah, I'd say.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, that's neat. Well, that is just neat.
That's neato. Neato, guys.
I've never met anyone from Virginia.
No.
Ever.
I don't think so.
Say it again.
I can definitely say I've never met anyone from Virginia.
I agree with that. I don't think
Virginia's for lovers. So.
Is that the other motto?
Nope.
It's one of them.
Don't know that one.
I know someone who lives there now, but I don't. She's not from there, I don't think. Maren's not from Virginia, but she lives there. She lives in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Home of Dave Matthews.
All right.
Okay. Was that eight?
Are we
seven?
Ready for number nine?
Wait, score check.
We want to do a score check.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. So I still have a huge number of one.
Great.
Good job, Nick.
Andy's got two.
Oh.
Scotty has three.
Telling me there's a chance.
Brian and Kelly.
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. Battling it out. They both have five.
Crackle.
So down to these last two. And we haven't had a bonus question yet. So these last two.
That's a great point.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It could get interesting here.
That's a good point.
Look at that.
Unless one of us missed something on what we read. But it's kind of hard to miss. There's usually three words on there.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody ready for number nine?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yep.
The land of 10,000 lakes.
Easy. Come on.
Okay, where's the bonus? Like,
maybe it's the last one.
Just
name all impatient. Three of something. I abbreviated in honor of you, Nick.
Smart. Yeah. I actually wrote this one out.
He's like, I can spell it. I'm going to show everybody how to spell it.
I'll be the judge of that.
I probably still got it wrong.
Yeah. All right, everybody ready for it? The land of 10,000 lakes. I gotta believe we've all, got Minnesota.
Man, you had the 1980s.
Actually pronounced Minnesota.
Four letter.
Minnesota.
Well done.
Thank you. Minnesota.
Oh, this
Minnesota.
Is. Uh-oh. I feel like we got a bonus because I got some extra.
I like it.
Extra paper in the envelope here. Let me set it down here. All right. It is, in fact, Minnesota. Anybody want to talk about it, or let's get to this bonus question?
What's there to talk about? It's Minnesota.
The land of 10,000 lakes arose from the desire of early settlers to promote Minnesota's abundance of lakes to attract more people to the state. There is a debate on exactly how many lakes Minnesota actually has, with discussions revolving around defining what constitute a lake and who claims lakes that share borders with the other states and Canada. Mm. Most accounts mark Minnesota's total lakes at 11,842.
Okay.
I think we've had that fact on
it. So the name doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No.
But
I mean, it does have 10,000.
I'm not going to say anything right now
because
there's a bonus question.
There is, in fact, a bonus opportunity.
I won't say anything.
According to the Office of Minnesota Secretary of State, Steve Simon, his website, Minnesota has three nicknames. Land of 10,000 Lakes is one. Name the other two. 1 point per correct answer.
Oh, there's your two.
Holy cow.
Name the two others?
Name the two others. And I do, in fact, believe that this is bonus points instead of additional question.
Yeah.
This is just an opportunity to get a couple more.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
10 out of 10 would have still gotten you one. Not that that's a
so
factor.
You get one, I guess, for each one you get right. If you
right. There are two more.
Yeah, if you know two. Okay.
That's it. Does anybody have anything in mind?
Brian wrote down and went down really
quick. I wrote
down
something really quick.
Okay. I think it's really wrong, and it's kind of funny, actually.
This is to your point. Like, what if you're kind of close, you know?
Well, we'll have to judge it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I literally cannot think of a thing.
Yeah.
You guys are actually writing stuff down.
I'm just being funny.
Okay.
Educated guesses over here.
I mean, this is, I'll be shocked.
I think they're both wrong, by the way.
Oh, okay. No confidence.
Just no confidence. Just saying I went, you know, whatever.
Anything, Nick? I got nothing.
I mean, honestly, nothing is coming to mind other than.
Are we ready to roll it? 10,000?
Yeah, I got a guess on one, and then I was just trying to make up one, but I can't come up.
Okay, so Nick, we got nothing on the board. Yeah. Scotty's got.
Oh, that's a good one.
North Star State. Okay.
That's good.
Andy's got the Timberwolf State and the Twin City State.
Like, yeah.
Kelly's got the Hockey State and the state?
Eh.
We got the Land of Lakes and the Timber State.
Timber State.
From Brian.
North Star State.
North Star is good.
North Star State is a good one. Yeah.
An extra point.
Let's find out.
I don't like him.
The two bonus answers are the North Star State.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And the Gopher State.
Oh, the Gopher. Yeah, Minnesota Gophers.
Just picked the wrong team.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I said Timberwolves.
Yeah,
I was just trying
to. So only Scotty got one, right?
Correct.
Scotty, where was that in there, man?
My marker's
gone. No, he has five.
I know. I'm trying to see why it's not.
whatever you want to put down. Say
no, like my marker's starting to erase more than it's starting to write. But I got it.
Scorekeeper needs a good marker.
I do. I'll have to re-up here pretty soon.
Oh. You got a three-way tie going into question number 10.
No,
he's got
Scotty's
five.
I got five.
Scotty has five.
I'm one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Brian have loser.
I hope this last one's really hard. And she accidentally wrote the answer on the question.
Right.
All right.
You just write the number five, too, you know?
I'm about to, because this thing is terrible.
My
eraser's going bad.
Warm it up, Nick.
Five.
There you go.
All right, who's got 10?
I do.
And read it already.
Put us out of our misery.
I like this
topic. I do, too.
Question number 10. The Land of Enchantment.
Oh, wow.
Got it.
Do you really?
Really?
Well, I lost.
The Land of Enchantment.
I think so. I should never do that.
A lot of confidence starting to fade.
I did not
the
say
land
100.
Of enchantment?
I'm going to go 99.67.
Correct.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I have no idea. Land of Enchantment.
Thanks for calling me that.
Wow.
Do you want to share why you think you know this?
The previous story I told earlier. Oh. About road trips with my family.
Okay.
Looking at license plates and.
Man, Land of Enchantment.
Me and my sister would have a notepad and like document. She would write all the states and then we'd do the capitals and then we'd do like mottos and.
Man, back in the day where you didn't have cell phones to keep you occupied.
We also played the ABC game, which you would find those letters on billboards as you're traveling and the first one to get to Z won.
Okay. Land of Enchantment. Man, I can't think of anything that makes sense to me right now. Like, I'm just struggling. Okay.
This might be up there with Pennsylvania on the ego factor.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I just say the best state. Our motto is we are the best state.
So it's not that.
Nick, you have one right down a state.
I have two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have two, and I don't know what I want to put down, but whatever.
Write down Puerto Rico. Let's get it over with.
The 51st state.
Yeah.
State of regret.
I am
Greenland.
Right.
Anyway, let's go.
All right, hang on, Brian's last minute change here.
This is terrible.
I have no idea.
We'll start with Kelly because he's the most confident. He wrote down New Mexico. That feels right. Nevada from Brian. South Carolina from Andy. New Hampshire from Nick. I wrote down Wyoming. Ooh, this is.
I had Montana for a minute, but that didn't sound right.
The all important.
Sounds a little answer. Not tough enough for Montana. Yeah.
The correct answer is New Mexico.
Look at that. And that is a weird set of knowledge.
Wow.
I can see it now that I'm looking, like I can see the license plate.
Yeah.
And
what's the origin? Just this, you know, the Native American.
Sounds like you want me to read this flavor text.
Yeah.
Here's an idea.
The nickname is credited to Lillian Whiting's 1906 travelogue book, The Land of Enchantment. Cataloging her travels of the Southwest, describing the magical landscape of New Mexico as a scene of surprises whose coloring of sky and atmosphere is often indescribably beautiful. And that was a quote.
All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, Nick, would you mind telling us the final scores?
I do mind because my score is terrible.
You can skip over.
Terrible. I ended up with 2. Andy ended up with 3. Doc, you ended up with 5. Brian ended up with 6. But Kelly came out on top with 7.
Man,
lightning.
Well done.
Sorry, man.
Just twice recently nipped me. I don't like it.
That's it, man. Yeah.
Well done. That was really hard, in my opinion.
Yeah, just for the record, Thunder and Lightning, we're done.
There's one no time thunder without lightning. One-time duo.
I found that to be rather difficult.
I liked it, though. I enjoyed that.
Glad.
So we have kind of a hybrid discussion here, question here. I'm kind of digging this.
Okay.
Obviously, we're learning about this for the first time because it's an all-play. It is both a trivia question and a discussion question.
Oh, I like that.
Wait, do we get extra points? Is it the game over?
No, this is not the
I can still
prologue.
Win.
This is not a prologue. Yeah, so for you Illinois boys, we reside in Illinois. How many Illinois state nicknames can you list?
Land of Lincoln.
Are we supposed to go out loud, or are we supposed to write them down?
Say, well, we can
talk about it.
The Land of Lincoln's the Prairie State.
The Prairie State.
So that's two.
Those are the only two I know. Unless
there are two more.
Chirac.
Yeah, well.
The Windy Cities. That's Chicago, I know. Land of Lincoln, Prairie State.
The Corn State.
Corn State, number three.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow.
The Corn State.
Yeah.
I think that'd be Iowa.
Or Nebraska.
Yeah. Or Nebraska, you're right. Cornhusker.
They might have that nickname also.
Yeah.
So we have three of the four?
Three of the four. That's impressive.
Wow.
The taxed state?
This last one is hard.
The state where our governors make our license plates.
That's good.
That's fantastic. I like that. Yeah.
You got a hint?
Factual,
you can
too.
Throw at us?
So it's four words. Oh. The back half is what we normally think of when we think of St. Louis. It's a nickname for St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Gateway?
Gateway to the Midwest. Gateway.
To the West. So this is blank of the West is the, so we're
like the start of the West, the beginning of the West.
No.
The entry to the West.
I mean, I don't know.
I got nothing.
It doesn't resonate. We're just throwing darts at a board. Yeah,
it is Garden of the West.
Oh, naturally.
Never heard that.
Never.
Garden of the West?
Yeah. Right. So as residents, what are your feelings about your home state nicknames? Don't really care.
I have an opinion on this, actually. Okay. I do.
Oh, okay.
I talked to someone about this, and I do. I am. However, I feel like the Lincoln thing's a bit much. Like, it's like on license plates. It's on everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I do like Lincoln. I like, because I like history and stuff.
And
I'm saying
Kentucky.
It's yeah. Right. I'm just saying it feels like it's a little overplayed. That's all I'm saying. It's not a shot at Lincoln. No pun intended. But what I do see, I'm saying though, I did not mean it that way. Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's a bit much. Like, dude, like Lincoln everywhere. It's
so like settled down. Prairie State's very descriptive. Corn State.
But that makes, that's awesome.
The Prairie State doesn't make sense to me because
it used to be.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, it's.
Remember the Prairie State games?
Maybe?
Remember Prairie State games when we were in high school age, I want to say?
Yeah,
I don't know if there's still a thing.
Prairie State games, I do remember that.
I competed in them.
But what I'm saying is if I didn't know that about Illinois and you said, what's the Prairie State? Illinois would be so far away from
Yeah.
But there's 10 states that are probably, there were prairies.
Yeah.
No, that's my point is that it's not in the category of a prairie state.
I mean, we live in the St. Louis metro and then you got the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, it's just nothing but fields and, I mean, there's nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, corn. So the corn state makes sense. I mean,
the flat state.
You go up the double nickels, as Chaz likes to call it.
55.
It's a boring drive.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. It's just corn on both sides. Like, windmills. Right?
Okay, well.
That's the Midwest in general.
Yeah.
So last follow up. If you were giving the state a nickname, what would it be?
Okay.
Since we're complaining about the names, what would your nickname be?
Well, I think Brian said it, the taxed state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Something with our,
with taxes.
The land of the fleeing people.
That's true.
The land of imprisoned governors.
Okay. Very positive. Very positive. Let's keep going, rolling with that.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way to work in deer because we have such a legendary,
huge deer population.
I mean, this is a destination.
The whitetail state.
Yeah, something to that.
The venison state.
Because it's all of
the nuclear state.
Nuclear. Well,
do we have the most nuclear sites in the country?
According to when I watched the documentary 3 Mile Island. I don't know if you've seen that. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of that, it gives a list of where they're still located, and Illinois still has the most active nuclear
power
plants.
World War II state. Hey,
that's kind of dope, though, actually.
There are more people.
I'll take the nuclear.
From Illinois. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Go to World War II.
Oh, no kidding.
It's called the World War II state.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Well, geniuses.
Thank you very much. Kelly, congratulations.
Yeah, well done, bud.
Thanks.
And thank you very much to Cindy for writing a trivia. Keep them coming, Cindy. I know we get critical because we're competitive, but we really appreciate it.
I like the all plays.
Always.
Yeah, love them.
Always.
The all plays are great.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe and make sure you leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.